I'm going to annoy you at a game. There's an odd guy that eats food, just swallows it.
This, oh, Bevo with the tune.
This fucking Bevo guy.
Fighting out of the G4 Studios, Scotland, Paul Fairchew Craig, Chris, the bad guy, Fun Guard, Ross Cooper. Presenting from the street or in the it's time for Leather Podcast.
Okie dokie, we are live. So you join us in a Tuesday morning, and we've just finished doing some ice hockey.
I would say so. A brief introduction.
It was good.
Good fun.
It was good.
I feel like I was like Adam Sandler. See where he goes to be a hockey player, but he comes into golf.
He can just absolutely melt it.
I felt like I started to skate better as the day went on, but that's my second time skating, but I think I could really get into it.
Mate, you were like wet by the end of it.
I know, I fell three times.
You did grey joggies on, your ass was soaking wet.
I had a hat trick of phone, so, but...
That's what Dyson said to me. He says, when you fall, just tuck your chin straight away. He's like, so don't hit the fucking back here.
I was bumping like a pro wrestler, man.
So yeah. I was on, back. So when we did the one-on-one, I put on one of the helmets. It was honking, mate. Like, it's still, it's actually, I can smell it in my forehead. Like, so you know when we've got like our like jiu-jitsu, like our MMA gloves and our shin guards and all that?
Yeah.
It's like that.
An old stanky gym
but
boxing
it's right
glove.
Close to your face. So like you're wearing it and it's like the visor comes down and you can, it just wafts into your nose.
Well, how many smelly helmets do you know?
I've had a few smelly helmets.
But that was class, man, let's be honest.
I watched a bit of the training session as well. It's a fucking serious session the guy's put in. So
it was tough.
Was very nice of them to stay back after that and work with us. Those are the type of training sessions where you just want to go home after, for sure. We appreciate that.
When you've seen them like taking the shots and that, they were just at the bar every time and tap shelf and
skating backwards.
Aye. You were quite good at the old skating backwards, not I mean? Getting on a Disney fucking skate, man.
I saw him at Murrayfield ice rink yesterday. I went down to do some practicing and there was Paul already there.
Chaz Michael.
So, as a kid, first time I watched.
You were a pro.
I watched the Mighty Ducks and I remember getting a pair of like inline skates and getting out in the street, and then that Christmas I got a hockey stick.
Roller
and a hockey
skates?
Ball. Aye. But I stayed in like a hill. So it was like I never ever used it and was never ever anywhere to play it. I'd love to get into it as a kid, like it's a great sport. And I'm going to take my kids to come and watch them more regularly. I feel like it's so inclusive with regards to the family. I seem like I bash on soccer or football all the time, but it just seems it's just for a small minority of Scottish people, football, like I hate it. I hate how negative football stadiums are. I hate how there's so much hatred in it. Whereas you come to a place like this and it's like a family, fun day out. So I'm like, for me, that's the kind of stuff. I'm a dad of two girls. So coming to somewhere like this is fun. And you get to see a wee bit of rough and tumble on the rink. Is that what the kids call
nice.
It?
Well, it's nice.
Right.
I think when you see the arena as well, it's immaculate. Through the back's nice. When you go to these like stadiums across Scotland, like a piece of shit, not like Motherwell, no offence, Livy, like
Livy's not right. And that's a more modern one. That is like a more modern stadium. And even still, you're like,
this is pretty much your fault.
Eh?
Like you're all hockey guys now.
Aye. I'm looking forward to coming on Friday, and I'm like, I've never even knew this was in here.
I know.
I had no idea.
It's like,
what do you think is the hardest thing on the ice today? I think it was balance.
No, the balance is all right for me.
Even
skating's
with
fine
with the stick
and
the puck.
The stick, because you can use it as like a crutch.
I know.
We never actually took a hit. I imagine it would be taking a hit because if you see the hit coming, you can brace yourself for it. Like for us in MMA, we see shots coming, so we are kind of, we know we're going to get hit.
Some
whereas in there, they don't know they're going to get hit, man.
You just come from behind you.
Puck, they come from behind, bumf, and next thing you know, you're on the deck.
And then you've got to get back up and crack on and get back to catch up or whatever you're...
Because they obviously were showing us how the technique for punching and how you grab somebody. And
hey, that was my favourite bit.
Who was the 6'7"? What was his name?
I don't want to butcher it.
Who's the skater
the
at 6'7"?
With a mo.
Cody Salt.
Sol.
6'7".
He's Canadian.
6'8". Sorry, I got.
He's Canadian as well, isn't he?
We all need that inch, but he's massive, right? And he's on these skates, and he was like, he grabbed a hold of my jersey, and he just went, get off my jersey, man. But he's like,
see
like
where he framed
his eye, and like, you couldn't get anywhere near him. Like, he's just hodding on to you. And
big
he,
Viking motherfucker.
It makes sense, obviously, when you think about it. You're blocking that arm.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just nailing into
it's
your
like
face.
It's like a weird pummel that we do. Aye. It's like, but you're trying to land a punch.
He was telling us he fought Dyson.
Aye.
In America.
Punched them 15 times the back of the head.
That's quite cool though, isn't it? And then they've ended up at the same team in
Scotland.
Tends to
happen though, eh? So that's what they were saying as well. They're like, oh, it's probably just like MMA. Yous all get on after. It's just one of these things.
But then you think about how many gyms in the world that you've made connections with people. Like, you're like, oh, this is, I know this guy, this guy's my...
Dyson's game as fuck, wasn't he?
Clearly. But he was saying that about that last one. He's like, talk the big talk on the podcast, 11 seconds, bang off.
I need sat down yet, they were saying.
We've experienced it.
We've all been there, right?
You go and get big licks and then take
your
medicine.
Get your toys.
Aye, get your toys. But no, what an experience, man.
What was your favourite bit?
I liked them passing the puck to me and just fucking rattling into the
one-timers.
The net. Boom. It's cool.
It's good just having a wee skate about. I didn't know what to expect at all. Like, I maybe went to the outdoor ice skating in Edinburgh at Christmas once, and that's it. So I'd never done this before, really. It's good. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Just getting out, wee skate about. Something different than that. Don't want to be doing the same stuff all the time.
How many times did you fall?
One. Aye. I did the old spin round onto a knee and made it look sort of like, that wasn't
like
fair at all.
Like a superhero.
It's not like it's concrete.
Aye, we had no pads on at all.
Aye, I didn't fall at all.
Crack always. Your knee off the ice and go, it's not so.
Didn't fall at all. it was fun.
Obviously, we shot some Patreon stuff as well, so that will come up.
Yeah, well, this is all coming for you. We had fun. We ended up having a race with the hockey guys. Find out who wins. I had a race with the hockey guys. Find out who wins.
Big gazelle.
We did. We had like a shootout challenge, crossbar challenge, long shot. It was quite even this time, wasn't it? Like mixed up. Ross, you
wasn't it terrible the day?
You weren't like good.
Right.
That was middle of the road.
You're teetering.
But obviously 3.5 weeks, and it'll be a bit different in here. Eh?
Aye. I know.
Coming in
did
fast.
Do you have a visual in there of the fans
and
that?
I was thinking, see where you fought in Newcastle. Mm. It's getting that kind of vibe to it, that sort of basketball field. Like, I don't know my court's basketball court, but it's for you. Like, actually getting to go out there and be in the middle of that arena is pretty cool. Not a lot of people get to do that. Not a lot of people get to do that as an MMA fan, never mind an ice hockey player or whatever it is, but incredible.
It should be good. I think the atmosphere will be electric.
There's not a lot of tickets left.
If I'm on later, then the mere drunk they're going to get, so the mere
some
rowdy
will build.
The old Bungard army will be going wild.
It'll be good.
Were you seeing it a bit when you were stood there in the middle of the day having a look round and thinking? Are you leaving that then?
No, a wee bit. Plums going. I was just thinking about like the walkout, like where you got to walk for, where you got to warm up, where's everybody sitting.
They'll probably use places like this to warm people up.
Yeah.
This will be like a warm up section. They'll go fire in some mats.
Mm-hmm.
This is huge for Cage Warriors to come to back to Scotland, Glasgow, and put on a show after something like 10 years.
And the fans are definitely appreciating it. You can see, like, it's close to sold out. I think.
Well, they didn't even have any names linked to the card yet. You maybe not have been there. None of these Scottish guys had fights booked or for this card, and it was selling out. With no names on it.
There's like 20 odd fights, so it could be a long night. So
I hate when they do that. Cards.
There's a lot of fights.
Because people, like, there are fans out there that are like diehard. They just want to go and see their guy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to sit about all night.
Aye. I think when we went to Cage Warriors, what's the wee bit off the side? You remember on the Friday night, Paul, you fought on the Saturday in London.
Indigo.
It felt a bit like that then, because there was a lot of standing there though, wasn't there?
Because every fight went to a decision.
I know, every fight was a decision. The cage was on a sort of raised platform. I liked it, obviously. I enjoyed the show, but I still, that's a better venue. Yeah. This is a better venue than the Indigo.
Aye, I know. Course. I think Indigo is usually putting that on because it is that bit quirky.
It's like a concert.
Aye. It was a bit unusual, eh?
Aye. So we've seen Jordan Strong's fight just get released like the other day, was it? Was that last week?
Mm-hmm. No, this week.
This week. Yeah, so Jordan Strong's got an opponent. Still waiting Sean Clancy to have an opponent. And I think everybody else has matched him.
Did he have one in the boy pool?
Yes, right. So, aye, but it could be he just looked at me and went, fuck this.
Aye.
And it probably doesn't help that Cage Warriors posted that picture of Sean saying, where he's like, am I the biggest welterweight you've ever seen?
He's in good shape.
Aye, he is.
He's ready for it. Aye. He's training all the way around, though, that's the thing. Like, he's no. It's funny because I see people posting pictures and they're like, oh, Cage Warriors Glasgow camp starts now. Like, there is not an off period. I don't know, he maybe just ups it a bit, but he's always there, eh? Like, he's not segmenting it.
How good an environment is it in the gym when all guys are round about working towards the same goal? Like, you've got, four guys all going for Glasgow? Yep. I think there's four in higher level as well. So all these guys are all working to push each other to the next level. Mm-hmm. A couple of Swedish guys come over as well.
Swedish?
This weekend, higher level, so there's like three. I'm sure there's a welter, a middle, and like a light. So there's some new guys, some new bodies to train with. I don't think they're Cage Warriors. I think they're just there for like a training camp. Yeah. One of them's fought in Brave, and they're just staying in the gym at the moment. And it's good to have the dorms in the gym because then people can come and dip their toe and then disappear. But it just mixes people up because training with the same guys, you learn how to fight them. Like, you know how to fight Jordan Strong.
Oh, definitely. You do.
You know how to fight me. Like, we've been there for so long and we've done it so many times before. So it's good just to mix it up. And it's good, like, you used to go to, like, Dublin and that for some training, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Just mixing it up. And
it's funny, I remember saying that to Coonley not that long ago. I saw him trying to do something for guard and I went, oh, that's exactly what Paul. So, like, obviously, Coonley's been training with you. He started copying something you do, and I was like, oh, I've seen that before. That's all right. So, it's good.
I think that's good at your start of career or halfway through your career, but I think when you get to a certain age and level of MMA, like, you know how to fight. So, you don't need to travel for the hard rounds anymore, or you don't need to go to a gym and get this fight mentality when you've done it for, let's say, 10 years. But if I was saying to, like, younger guys come through, I would always say, travel for sparring because you do get that fight feeling. Maybe going to a cage like, in Sunderland.
I used to
spar with, like,
it was one of the love hate relationships going down to TFT. Manchester TFT and getting rounds with some of the best heavyweights about. And you've got to remember, I'm at this point, I was a light heavyweight, so it wasn't like I was a heavyweight cutting down to light heavyweight. I was walking about at light heavyweight. So it was tough, but it was like, right, you need that because as I'm saying, going with the same guys, you can stagnant, can't you?
I remember that going to TFT before as well and sort of being outside and going, what is the score here? Like, are we? No, like once you go in the cage with this guy, it's on, eh?
I get asked now and I'm like, no, I'm good. Like all these other gyms, want to come up here and spar? I'm good. I know how to fight. Mm-hmm. If you want to come to my gym when I spar on a Monday or a Friday at 5,
and you're there, I'll go with you.
But I don't go out my way, you know, to travel because I just feel like.
How much experience did you gain for being in places where guys like Conor McGregor, Cavall, Hendricks, like,
of course that was coming
kind
up.
Of guys, aye.
But once your body goes through it, you've had injuries. Like I don't need to go.
Last thing you need is a cut or anything like that as well. With anybody,
it's a fight mentality when you walk into somebody else's gym.
100%, like.
Especially if their teammates watching, their teammates are watching, their team, his coach, it's a fight feel.
I mean, Keir saying it to me at higher level, he's like, I remember when you go to hit squad and other guys would sort of, because smaller mats, some guys are sitting on, some guys are on sparring, some guys are off.
I used to do the old, like, right?
I used to spar with Keir.
Well, that's what he's saying. So you've got, you're in sparring with a guy and his teammates are sitting at the side watching and you know they're just like this. Guess what? So you're like, fucking hell, I'm going to have to bring my A game, eh? And I don't mean hurting people by bringing your A game. I mean, you are going to have to turn it up. You're going to have to do a bit.
Punch bag.
You're going to have to make people respect you, so. Aye.
I always go at the level that they go at.
Whatever you say.
If somebody wants to flow with me and they go light and I can see that, I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. But if they're trying to take my head off, and I'll just match that.
Inexperience.
And then probably go better than that.
Inexperience is a massive thing for some of these guys. Like, there's guys I've been with who have been like, I remember getting my nose broke in the gym. This was like right back at the start, and it was like a new guy and he had no experience, and I was like, right, I'll go easy on him. And you're not putting in shots, they're not putting him in with any power, no speed, mm-hmm. you're just touching him, and then he just dips his head and rips over this big fucking overhand right, blammos me in the nose, and I'm like, he broke did my nose. It was fucking horrible.
So there's two things of that, like, if there's like a newcomer, and if they don't know what they're doing, people can get away with like maybe tagging you a bit, because you know, like, right, he doesn't even know what he's doing. But I think when it gets to a stage where they're experienced as an amateur or a pro, then there's a level there. Like, if you're tagging me, then I'm going to...
Oh, it's coming back. Aye.
Sometimes if there's a wee fresh beginner who is clearly awkward, he's clearly anxious and nervous.
But these shots get through.
And they usually land on you. Sometimes stiff. You get annoyed, but it's ego. It's ego. It's like...
Of course.
Or you'll take them down and then maybe talk them through it, like, this is what you could do here or after it. But I've been in the sides of both before. I'm like, I'm raging. I'm going to clock him back here. So
I'm not against saying to people either, though. I don't think that, like, if somebody's got a fight coming up and you can see they're a bit, not necessarily tense, but just they're maybe cracking shots, or you can see something's bothering them. I'll just stop and say, is everything all right? What's going on here? Like, is this? What's your angle? Because I don't really want to do this.
I tried to punch you through the hang at one point, remember?
The what?
The walkway, so there's like a wee hole to get into the mats. I tried to punch you through that one day. Dylan's like, fuck you, Dane, you dick.
Aye, that is it. Straight
away. Sorry, man, just fucking but sometimes you just.
I feel in sparring, the body is all in. I'm talking knees, punches, hard as you, 100%. I'll need people 100% to the gut. I don't care.
I won't
beginners, newcomers, pros, amateurs.
No, the calves.
No, to the head. No, to the head.
Aye.
Because you need to toughen that core up, basically.
You're just caving for.
Aye. I tell them that. Like, the body's good.
I try never to kick the calves hard. Like, I always.
That's your, like, fucking go to way.
No, no, but I don't like to hit people hard, especially if they've got a fight.
Unless you're annoyed.
I might be annoyed there.
I'll definitely love calf kicking people.
I'll kick you hard in the quads if I can. If I see the quads there, I'll kick it as hard as I can. But
I kind of agree with both of you in the sense where it's like these kind of areas are open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll recover. Whereas if you're getting rattled in the head, heavy, like, you don't recover for that, man.
No. The body is. And that's how it's going to be. Fucking aye, a horrible body shot in that last fight. It was fucking minging. And it, but again, like, you do kind of, I pulled guard and I was like, that's all right, I've had plenty of these. We're going to be fine in a second. Just think back through what you're doing. And then obviously the fight goes slow. But I was fine after sort of composing yourself. You have to take nasty body shots and go, fucking hell, that was horrible. But it wasn't really that bad. Does that make sense? Like,
I done a deliberate foul. In London against Ankalaev. You could probably tag in the footage here. I need him square in the dick. He fucking hit me a body shot and I felt like my arsehole was going to fall out. Like, it just was like, and I remember just thinking, I'm kneeing him right in the Chucky D's. And I just fucking fired this in as hard as I could. And it just gave me a couple of seconds just to.
Did you know, just turn and put your hands up in the cage?
Aye, I did. You watch it. No, tag it in so the guys can see it. But. It's part of the business as well, deliberate fouls, but it was a full on. I tried to break his cup and lift his nutsack right above his fucking chin.
Guys are going to foul. You're in a fight.
Fouling.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying, man.
What about if you get caught biting?
What are you making of this? Where the fuck's his gum shield?
Aye. Drink it, like, kind of.
I think he's
through.
A fucking animal and he should be put in a box and sent to whatever country he came from. That's what I feel.
You sit in the fight.
I think he is native to where he fights.
Well, it goes through somebody's. It was actually in the fight, though. It wasn't as if he was getting mauled and he was like, maybe like getting choked or something.
I think frustration kind of creeps in. Do you remember in.
Oh, he put somebody, mate.
London. Piece remember of shit. Fucking the guy headed me? Your man. Who's the last guy I fought in London?
Munoz.
He headed me.
Aye, aye, aye.
Oh, he did die.
So you get like.
Didn't clamp his teeth down and literally.
But it's a foul.
Two sets of bite marks.
I know, but it's a foul where maybe it's out of frustration. That's why he done it. Because have you ever butt aimed in the gym?
Not in the gym, no.
No.
Not in the gym.
I've got something to say there, no.
Not in the
remember
gym.
The cheek?
Aye, right. So you used to do a couple of pieces of shit. Aye.
But see, the thing is, he's biting him and he's lacked to the ref. Like, aye. He's still just hanging on to him like a fucking wee rodent.
It is a shitey one.
Done nothing rag for Mike Tyson as well.
right away.
Mike Tyson,
right off the bat.
Van der Holyfield's ear.
Tyson's been trying to do that the whole fight, though. That's a different thing. If you watch back on that fight, you can see he tries to do it more than once before he actually does get it.
Aye, Tyson's an animal.
Tyson was a premeditated.
So we can't bite. Obviously, I'm not condoning biting.
Sounds like you.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Maybe you should have bought Ankalaev.
Just need them in the dick, but it's a foul. If we look at it like that.
Do you think banning him for life?
Oh, by the way, he didn't get paid.
Did he not?
No, I think we got double dole. Got 50. Aye, 50. Gave him 50. Aye.
Good on him.
No, he was giving him 25, Lima. And then he got the tattoo aye. Done. Because he got the tattoos, right. I'll give you 50.
Give you 50 for the tattoo. The tattoo is quite funny.
Aye, definitely.
So we've all got tattoos.
The bite of the night. Remember. The bite of the night.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Aye, it's, I guess it's just frustration, and I'm not obviously condoning biting, but what I'm trying to say is, it's just frustration.
Sometimes people do lose it in fights. Right. Like, we've all done it, mate. We've not bit people in fights, but
I was frustrated out in that ice. I should have just butt dicing.
We've all lost our composure, though. I have. Mm-hmm.
July. I think it's July.
Mickey Parkin kind of led on to it.
Aye. What about Mickey Boy?
Aye. He's
bobbing and weaving.
Good for him, mate. It's happy for him.
Aye.
It's good. Mickey's a good guy. We've all had a lot of time with Mickey, be it in the octagon, or be it in the gym or whatever. But he is a guy everybody's willing to do well.
He's a gentleman.
He is.
He's too nice. Aye. For a heavyweight, he's too nice, man.
He's just
what
a nice
it, what
big
was it,
guy.
Cam Bryant? Because he was trying to come up with a nickname. What was it Cam Bryant called his nickname?
Can't remember.
Oh, it was a dozer too. It was something to do with smiling. It'll come to me.
Well, I saw in his post he had put hopefully fight news a bit closer to home.
That'd be good.
So
man.
He's obviously been let
somebody
on
got matched for the July one. It was Arnold Allen against Kaladze. See the joy.
That's a good fight, man.
Well done.
I like Arnold Allen as well. Did you see Barbosa's fighting?
Aye.
I like some Barbosa.
Muron, Murphy.
Aye.
Main event.
Aye, that's a cool fight, man. It's a cool fight.
So
Manchester,
I think Barbosa's still got it. Regardless of age.
That's a great fight, man.
He kicks, man.
Jablo kick of death.
Leron's fucking tremendous as well.
I know.
So we had Bellator on the Thursday or the Friday night. Aye. And your old foe, Carol Moore, fought for the...
Nearly had that armbar.
Oh, did you see it? The actual armbar, though?
So was, close, eh? I know. And I think a lot of, myself included, Carol Moore had been quite written off.
I you know, I kind of like to see guys do well.
He was doing well to get back up. Like, see if somebody like Corey Anderson is taking you down repeatedly and you're getting back up, that says a lot more about you as a fighter as well. He could have lain in the bottom, but he was doing all the right things.
Sorry, Mickey Parkin's name just came to me.
What is it?
I'm having a wee chuckle to myself. Biggie Smiles.
Biggie Smiles.
I quite like that.
That's good, isn't it? That big is Mickey good Parkin, one. Biggie Smiles. Sorry. Bye. That's
a funny one.
But no, Carl Moore being taken down a lot, that could have been easily demoralising. It probably was very demoralising. Do you know what I mean?
He's a good jiu-jitsu practitioner.
Mm-hmm. You're fucking close, like. But
who else did we have on the card? Pitbull
won. I never watched the Bellator. I had a few bets on though.
James Garcia got beat.
Did I know what was
how did he get beat?
He just got
lost a decision.
Higo, the guy was called Higo, Brazilian guy. Just kind of took him down, controlled him really. Not much happened in the feet, like zero happened in the feet. Just actually stood for like 10 minutes and didn't throw anything.
For some reason he just got fed some dough balls.
Made a good career.
I made it, managed to get looked after in Bellator.
He's moved away from John now in SBG. He trains in Thailand.
I seen
Bang Tao.
I seen he was in Thailand.
Anyway, he lost. Who else did we have? I think that was it. For a show that was in Belfast, they had one Irish guy on it.
Was Sinead Kavanagh on it?
No, she
the
she
opening
was,
guy as well.
She
I
was
think.
Supposed to fight Liam McCourt and one of them got injured.
That's an interesting fight.
Liam McCourt was injured. Sinead already beat her, so it was like a rematch.
Fabian.
Fabian won. I watched that. Fabian won against Jeffrey guy. He had a big mohawk in Tash, and it was quite a close fight. Jeffrey was just holding Fabian against the cage for the full 50 minutes, but Fabian was getting the short elbows in, the knees.
Working.
He was just doing
more.
Doing enough,
guy was just holding on. So I was in two minds about where it was got to go. But I'd say Fabian deservedly won because he was landing cleaner shots and the guy was literally just holding him at his cage. So, aye. But
talking about the real numbered event coming out of the UFC was the Roadhouse. I've not watched it yet.
You didn't watch it?
No.
I enjoyed it. I'm giving it a thumbs up.
The vast majority of the guys are all thumbs up. Right. I think some people are just expecting something a bit better.
I know.
But then what are you expecting?
You watch it and then you give your own opinion, right?
No,
I think you'll like some bits there.
Right. Some bits are quite
funny.
I like
action films.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I like just straight up action.
It is like a cheesy 80s
Corners is basically
film.
Playing himself.
Right.
In the buff, always in the
when
buff.
He jumps.
Did you watch after the credits?
No, I don't think so.
Right. Is there a Roadhouse 2?
Does anybody watch Roadhouse after the credits?
Oh, I watched it after the credits.
Aye, so something else happens. Someone,
I'll go back
spoil it for you
when
aye.
I get him. I'm on it.
But I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Aye, he's an actor. You know what I mean? What about?
There was three tips of the hat to the original as well, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun movie to just stick on and eat your dinner.
Do you think it would have been much better with Ronda Rousey? Because remember, that was what it was going to be, wasn't it?
No, man.
Is that right? It was going to be
Ronda Rousey, wasn't it? I'm not making that up.
No, Ronda was... this was years ago.
She was the door woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
She'd have been like patting
my hair nearly just fucking...
Got some door women.
You need them to pat down a woman these days, don't you?
That's right, aye. Absolutely.
But what if they've got a dick in their pants?
Who?
How does that work?
So what?
If they then?
What have we got? What if they're trannies?
So I had a...
If they don't want to get patted down off you, and then you're like, oh, we can get patted down off this female. So like, well, actually, I've got a dong.
Aye, well, that's what they say. Actually, I'm a woman.
So that... Dave Chappelle. Took me a second there. I'll get the female staff to always ask. So if it's a man, you can ask, do you mind if I search you? Or would you prefer it's a man? Then the guys always go out and they bother.
But if you were searching, then you just grab something.
So I searched a gay guy on Saturday night.
Got a weapon.
Who made a fucking big deal of this.
This is my penis.
Kept going on about how much of a fucking semi he was getting. Nippy cunt. Then he ended up getting chucked out for stealing bevy. So, aye, that's funny.
Are you twinging with pants when
he was
getting
that's what he kept saying. And what he was doing was when I put my hand in his pocket, he was like trying to turn his cock into my hand.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, buddy.
Why is there a hole in this pocket?
I was like, listen, I will fucking pull him down and stick that in my mouth. Didn't he think you're going to like outscare me here?
I'm like, I will handle it. Look at me, I'm so gay.
I'll shag every cunt in here.
What the gay horses eat? He's like, hey, hey, hey.
But he's a funny big guy. Like your proper stereotype camp young gay guy in Edinburgh. Fucking orange as fuck, bleach blonde hair.
What's his number?
What? Slagging this bleach blonde hair?
Just saying. You didn't have the tan.
Did you go to said Airdrie game?
I didn't go to Airdrie game. The daughter was there. She was on the pitch.
Oh, she's a fan. Did she go on the pitch?
She's on the pitch. She's with pictures of like hurling players, and she's like, "You'll never believe who I met." And I was thinking, somebody cool, somebody good.
No, you're like, I don't give a fuck.
I'm like, oh, brilliant. I'm just obviously playing along with you. She's sending me pictures of these players that she met. Like, I get it. She loves Airdrie, and it's cool.
Are you didn't go there? Cup final?
No, man, I've got shit to do.
On a Saturday? Do you train on Saturday?
No, I've got to recover. I can't even play golf in it because I'm like, can't be bothered. The drugs are only going to take himself, Chris.
Were you like chucking your clubs and that into the into the bunk?
Can you tell me this, Doogie?
Maybe.
I was out a couple of weeks ago. I never even mentioned this. I was out a few weeks ago and I played in them Saturday with Stevie Layden. I had an absolute belter of a game. It was the best I've ever played in a long time, right? And then I got a message, it's Mother's Day on the Sunday, and I got a message like it's Saturday night. Do you fancy getting a golf tomorrow? It was like 10 to 9 or something, or 10 to 8, and I was like, aye, I'm in. So get my clubs ready.
You had a good game, you thought you were on a roll.
Aye, I'm on a roll here.
Go out,
man. Hit the 6th hole, man, I was fucked. I was dead, because although like Monday to Friday I'm fueling myself properly, so there's loads of carbs, loads of food, loads of protein. At the weekend, because the output's a lot lower, I maybe only get 2 sessions and they're a bit lighter and they're not like MMA, I'm not getting punched, I'm not none of that kind of stuff, so I had the energy. I never had the calories, and around the golf's like in between 9 100 calories to 1,000 just for walking, dragging your clubs about. So the sixth hole, I felt like I'm fucking hanging here, right? And then it came to the 10th hole and I had to walk off. And it was like, I was the furthest away point for the fucking clubhouse that I was. And Doug the Thug was like, fucking hell, man, just play on. I'm like, it doesn't all that, Dougie. Like, I'm absolutely fucked. And he's like, no, man, just, I've got like an oat bar in my bag, you can just eat that. I'm like, fuck up, Dougie, and I'm going to wrap this club. So we're walking down the hill, and I was like, it's a pretty straight hill. So I just let go of the cart, and things just went, and then it was a point where I was like, you know, when you try to catch it, and I didn't have the energy to get that last inch to catch the fucking trolley. Just kept rolling. I was like, ah, fuck it. And then just hit the rough, man, buff clubs everywhere. And I was like, bastard. Do you turn around and went, did you just fling your clubs away? I was like, no, I just fucking let go of the golf buggy, man, because I'm fucking hanging like a bag of washing. Yeah. Walked in, went home, felt sorry for myself, lay in bed, like, oh. So that was like my golf in camp is no more.
Golf bend till after.
I can't do it. I can't afford to burn 900
take
calories.
Take a bice hockey, man, you're just do less work.
Well, I actually registered. I don't know what it read. So it registered with my whoop band. It registered as a workout. What were we on there for, about an hour?
Aye. Skate stay to work.
Might go on my phone.
I'm just going to tell you. Don't ice hockey, right? So here we go. So let's see what that is.
Got a missed call from my dad. Never hear from him.
I've no phoned you. I'm your dad.
My mum was so that type of woman. So
it was in heart rate zones. Heart rate zones weren't that high, by the way. Like it wasn't even in. It was in zone 3. Max heart rate was 150. So when you can compare that, we're maybe sitting at like 188 in a sparring session, just skating about there for an hour. Heart rate's nice and low.
Mm-hmm.
So hockey's easy, boys. If you want an easy sport, just jump over and do a wee bit of hockey. How's your camp been, mate?
It's gone good. I had a wee niggle with my shoulder this week, but it's just for hard sessions.
Do you know that the right now Anaconda has an actual... there you go. Just like
I was actually going to build it, innit?
There's a shoulder brace, just to a little bit of support for Anaconda. Anaconda's got your back for any sort of support you're needing, be it ankle, knee. But this is they're currently giving this a push because... I don't think a lot of people know, actually, the support it can offer.
I'll stick this one.
Right, stick it on. So it's actually going to just keep your shoulder in line. So check out Anaconda. Ross, what have they got on at the moment?
Any rash guard is $24.95 just now.
So you're going to...
anyone?
Any rash guard.
Nice.
And they still got the two offers on for the two products for?
I think you can still get two products for $59. In fact, I'm certain you can.
And if they use Leather10
and the code Leather10 at the checkout for 10% off.
There you go. Leather's got you. And as I said last week, you've no got an excuse to be a smelly bastard in the gym. Go to Anaconda. They've got some good deals on. And if you've got an injury long term, then check out their support. So what is it, just overuse, do you think?
Aye, it was none went, none popped.
Just overuse, man. Aye, it's.
I think it was just doing a lot of hard training. And just one day I woke up like, what's going on here? So a couple of light sessions, then back into the good stuff. But
the good stuff, that's like
3 weeks.
Calm King Dicker. It's like when you go in and just spa.
It's the business end, anyway.
That's your big butter, isn't it? Heavy, hard grappling rounds or wall rounds, MMA sparring. That's why I do it. That's why I love doing it. So 3 more weeks and. I can't wait to be back here and fucking hopefully
float in, eh?
Hopefully get the
blood everywhere. Yeah. And you been off another fight, Ross?
I've been a wee gimp, mate, if I'm being totally honest. I've just went in a wee huff since that last fight and just been a wee huff with myself and fucking everything. But there's talk of a potential opponent at the start of May. Later on in May would be better, or even
give you a wee bit more time, because obviously you've obviously had the cut.
Aye. There's a couple of things I want to work on, a couple of things I need to get sorted. They're no major. I never normally say things about, like, down the road I want to do this. And I've always done the one fight at a time thing, but I don't see really what fucking difference it makes now. So got PFL in Glasgow in September and I want to be on that, and I need to be getting a fight in, at least one fight in before that, and it needs to be obviously a win. So that's September. I think June or July time would be bang on.
I think there's an opportunity for two fights.
I think so too.
We were speaking about this. If you're a guy who's trying to get onto a bigger show, then you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to fight all the time. You're going to have to fight week in, week out. Get the experience, get the numbers, because it literally comes down to what's your record. And it doesn't even matter who you fought for the vast majority of these shows. Like, what is your record? Oh, I'm in a five-fight win streak. So,
and it's also, though, like I said to you when we were putting on our skates there, like, I didn't really want to fight tatties. I do want to fight good fights. I want to fight good guys. I want to fight experienced guys. Like, but that last fight there, I've never felt as... I didn't want to say the fight was easy, because I'm not trying to disrespect Matthias or anything like that. Fair enough, he won the fight, however he won it. Still got his hand raised. But I've never felt as composed, as relaxed, as just as if, like, I know what I'm doing and I'm just going to keep doing it. And everything was fine, eh?
It's the last two fights, isn't it? And they're kind of haunting you, because the one before it was like, you just overlooked it. And it happened.
And then the second, that
last one you fought, it was it just went sideways, because a referee made a decision forced upon him by inexperience for the doctor and from him.
Aye.
So it's, I get it, it's shit.
And I have been in it, even that, like, there, you came through the doors, the first thing you said, why are you not being at the gym? And straight away, like, that is the reason, because I'm just like, fucking,
I know, it's shit.
I'd love to have you on Hollytown Havoc 4, mate, but it is quite close to September, so.
But that's the thing, see you get a wee Hollytown Havoc, a wee blammo, blast through them. Mate, we're fighters.
I know.
You're a fighter.
The only thing you ever worry about is cuts. The last two fights I've had quite bad fucking, my beak and my head. My head, to be fair, my head is healed up fine. Like,
not be a wee bit of glue, man.
I'm not too worried about it. Like, I think if you get 4 weeks in between, that's plenty to get a bad cut healed up. Well, that was fairly bad, and it healed up.
I was, 7 days out for Shogun?
Aye.
And I took the stitches out.
Mm-hmm.
And another cut opened up right underneath it.
Was it the same bit?
I had like one here, and right underneath it, another cut opened up. So this one was fine, but underneath it opened up. I was like, bastard.
Aye.
But it's like, it can just be like a little clash of heads or a little rubby an elbow and you're on the deck. It doesn't have to be an actual punch or
remember
a strike.
Remember the one you got my eyebrow with, passing guard? And then straight away you were like, your eye's cut. And I was
I think I brought my knee
up. It was your knee.
And it just grazed.
It was next to nothing as well, and it just bumped, split straight open. So,
sometimes now when you're rolling or sparring, it's good to just a wee bit of Vaseline there.
Aye.
Just helps a wee bit around your deck.
Definitely when you're already.
So for the guys that have tuned in this week for this week's podcast quiz, I don't think we're having one. Are we, Greg?
No.
No quiz this
no
week.
No quiz.
So we apologise.
No smelling salts either. No. I mean, that been doing well, right? I been doing like that Baltimore Bridge, man.
What happened?
don't say it.
Is this the bridge that got hit with the boat?
Aye.
That's wild.
I've not seen this. You were telling me on the way.
Is that a terrorist attack?
The bridge was like 1.5 mile long.
Is that a terrorist attack?
No, it was cargo under it. Hit the bridge on the sea.
I seen the bridge, man. It looked fake, like it was just falling, man. Jesus.
Cars and shit.
So what happened with the... Why did the salts not go down well?
No, it was good, though. Go down well.
Aye.
Cleared me right. I thought it was doing fucking well, aye.
Fucking eyes were watering for hours afterwards.
I was alert. I'm ready to go home and do some deadlifts.
We'll get Carolina Reapers for the next one.
No.
Did we know?
The one chip.
Everybody's stomach was fucked.
No, my chest was sore driving home.
Were you?
Aye. Honestly, I was leaned over my steering wheel like that. What else is happening?
Fuck all, mate. Training, getting ready for pretty much the same as Chris. Sean's up first. And then after that will be me, and then after that will be Mark in September. Everything else.
He'll definitely be on.
All the amateur guys are going out and about, like guys like Stephen Clancy, young Alan as well. He's an absolute beast, man. So it's like it's a good place to be at the moment in the gym.
Dylan and Mark will get on PFL Glasgow, surely. Yeah.
Well, you'd think so.
Aye. Well. I'm still holding out for the hope of Chris Bungard getting a wee PFL call-up.
don't know.
Look, he's got a fucking look at that.
You know what's that? Is there something said? Is there? Ah, you've got to give us a bit more than
listen,
that.
See if there's a show in Glasgow.
I know.
If there's a show in Glasgow.
Yeah, I need to deal with one show in Glasgow first, man.
I'm just saying, if there's a show in Glasgow, there can only be one. Has
not
to
wrong.
Be, has to be a bad
who
guy.
Who else they going to phone?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? No. Sold out this one.
Stevie Ray's been back in the gym as well, just talking about PFL. So Stevie Ray's been back in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know if he's going to be on PFL, but...
Maybe Cage Wars.
Is he going to fight? Like,
don't think he's going to win Cage Wars. Surely that'd been announced before now, and I don't think they've got any light heavyweights for him. He is carrying a bit of weight.
Book a travel lodge.
Aye, he's carrying a bit of weight. He's doing loads of strength and conditioning. He was telling me, and you can see he is because he's fucking massive, man. He's massive.
Does he need to go his eyebrows done at the talk.
Eyebrows and
definitely got his eyebrows done.
Sometimes you just got to look good to feel good, man. That's what it is. Sometimes you've got a wee date. You want to fucking feel $1 million, and you get yourself to the Turks, and they just party time.
Thread them.
How long are we on?
40 minutes.
40 minutes. Oh, I was right about P Diddy, wasn't I?
You were,
mate. I should have looked.
He's flew to another country.
Aye, I saw. No, it was 50 cents in it. That's not got extradition.
That's
his fucking doors got booted in. Eh.
Aye.
Right. Him kicking in doors. Jet.
He's been kicking in a lot of doors.
Yeah.
It's about time his was kicked in.
He's fucked, eh? They're going to give you that cunt life.
They'll not get him. Is it him and his son? The both of them jumped in the plane and fucked off?
I don't know. I seen a video, he was like pacing outside a hotel in Miami.
Oh, really?
Somebody was in their room.
Watching
him. He's like, hey, you're fucked now, man. Like pure commentating. He's just pacing, man. He's zooming in on him. Just
you,
like,
you imagine the wolves are at the door? And you're P Diddy, and you're like, shit, man, where the fuck am I going?
But he must have thought at some point.
Fuck him.
Like, these guys get ahead of themselves and just think, I'm untouchable.
Do you think that's what
it is?
Do you
think fucking, what's his name?
Miramax?
Weinstein. Aye, Weinstein. Mm. Do you think he was worried about fucking the wolves coming to the door?
Probably no, nah, because yeah. That's what he'd mean. Well, they wanted you're to be in the film, eh?
You're perfect.
Aye, that's how they always played it.
You want an A-list celebrity in your film? You know how to suck old fairy, don't you? Is it?
Yeah. Aye.
Well, they're the same people, aren't they?
Well, in the film fucking business they are. If you want to.
He was a guy.
Aye.
He was the guy for making films. Miramax was his, wasn't it? Am I right in saying Miramax was his? No. It shut down.
Who's next?
Like Deadpool kind of thing?
Who's getting
don't know, just go on to fucking 50 Cent's Instagram because he kind of calls it and then it happens, eh? He's done this a few times now. Just points out, this guy's...
The social media now, though, it's like, what do you believe?
Do you remember...
We had a conversation last week, clearly, about somebody knew that came out that they've got cancer. And now it's like, people are even saying, no, that's fake. Like, that video's fake. It's just like, nobody believes nothing now.
Mm.
But you can't... There's so much pish getting put out,
though. Social media gets you at first about conspiracy theories, and cunts just run a mile with it, man. It's
obviously we'd been speaking about the royal family, and then all that shit comes out, and you're like, I kind of feel a bit bad now.
Ross is like, we're just speculating.
I don't, she's not even real.
Nobody said anything bad.
Hologram.
Well, mate, have you seen the fucking Tupac hologram?
It's pretty good. It's more shredded now.
They've done a whole concert with Tupac.
They've done him a solid there.
There's a couple of fucking lights and a couple of projectors, and there's Kate Middleton walking down the street.
We never said nothing bad.
No, we didn't.
I don't think.
But as you're saying, social media is like, do you remember Ryan Giggs had like the... He had, is it an affirmation it's called?
He stretched his brother's wife, mind that.
And he wasn't allowed to be named. Because he'd put all that.
Oh, is that what that was?
Aye, so he'd put it like in place, so he'd like no media company was allowed to name him, but they were obviously like, it was a high profile footballer who'd been pinged for doing a bit of the shagging. But social media just came out and was like, aye, Ryan Giggs, bum, 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 and that's how it all came out.
Good.
And they couldn't do anything about it because it wasn't like a BBC or STV or any of that kind of shit. It's like social media does what the fuck it wants.
Yeah. A lot of grasses out there.
Think so? You heard the Joe Rogan AI stuff. You seen this as well with the voice things and think, oh, fucking.
No, what's this?
It's just people make TikToks and it's Joe Rogan's voice saying, they can do it with anyone.
Right.
It's pretty close, eh? There's some of them you definitely can't tell.
Yeah,
but
I think they can actually replicate a voice for like 10 seconds of your voice now.
Can they?
Yeah, there's loads of Joe Rogan clips, like, You see another, popular.
If my
voice are changing,
hacked. That's what it is. The pictures are fake. Ain't my shaft.
So the other popular one on TikTok from another historical speech, and they've changed it. So they've got his voice, and it's in English now. It's all the Adolf Hitler speeches. And people sharing them, eh?
I was going to hear that fat guy that eats all the Chinese food. How about that guy?
What one's that?
I've not seen
guy just been famous for just ordering a Chinese and naming it. Big fat guy.
In Korean? That's
England?
Mandarin.
Mandarin, aye.
It is a Bosch. So, sweet and sour, got this sweet. He's famous now.
Oh, I thought you meant it. I thought you were ordering. I thought you were talking about John? I thought you were talking about the guy who.
It's like, no, did we not see him? This guy is famous just for buying Chinese food and eating it and just saying what his order was. A million followers.
Have you seen the old boy in China? He's got like this massive fucking pot and he cooks like cow's heads in that and it. Pig's heads and turtles and fucking any animal
what
you can imagine.
Like?
I'm not joking, I'll find it, right? Any fucking thing, any creature you can imagine, this cunt's cooking it in the wok, eh? And then just fucking, I'm
tuned
telling
down.
You.
Full on head.
Aye, but like a pig's head, a fucking cow's head.
Social
like,
media have, wasted in your mouth. You
and then I'm out here watching cunts like clearing a drain.
Have you seen this guy on social media that just greets?
Yeah, the actor.
What the fuck is this guy about? Like, his eyes shake and he's like always greeting, but he always does this mad storyline. Like, he's like, Wayne's drowning in a pool or something. He's like, But I fucking hate this guy, man. I hate his face, I hate his eyes.
Wait, tell me what's the worst. Is he worse than the slap my ass?
He's ill, mentally ill.
Is he worse than the slap my ass? Or are the lassies taking videos of themselves in the gym worse? The what?
I don't know. You're just like, where the fuck are you ordering?
Have you seen this? Why are you ordering? Why are you green? Scotland?
Like,
what about Oily and McGregor just making a fucking meal for you?
Have you seen
the
Now You're a Single Mum one? You seen this guy? So it's like he takes clips of lassies who are crying like, it's so hard being a single mum. It says, guy, have you seen it?
No.
And he's dancing on the car with handfuls of nappies. Now you a single mum. It's fucking hilarious.
That's funny.
It's fucking good.
But this guy is like running about the woods.
Handfuls
of nappies. Just
crying?
He'll be dressed as a paramedic.
I don't think I use social media properly. This guy's watching guys greeting. You're watching fucking cunts cleaning drains.
Oh, aye. I like it.
The man where he kids on, he finds
out his dad's not his real dad. But he's like, he's does like this on location, so he's maybe at a pool, and like, as if his way's drowning in the pool, and he's like,
aye.
It's like, where do you need to go there mentally?
That's this guy, up. This is him.
Don't hit this fucking nugget, man. Mate. Oh, what the fuck? The guy's ill, mate. The guy should chuck himself off that bridge.
And what's this TikTok?
Life's not for everyone.
Aye.
Fucking hell, man.
We need to find the boy cooking the stuff.
But there's different stories.
So we're just in fucking... We're just in a horrible situation with life at the moment.
How?
Aye.
Now that's one of my favourite ever scenes.
Oh,
is it good?
No, it's no.
How good are they, mate? Oh, when they put the tyre through.
I'm going to annoy you again, but there's another guy that eats food, just swallows it. This fucking Bevo guy. Famous. Do you know about Ellie Brook now and all that? Like, he just like. Swally son hole and just
like what size?
His stupid white teeth and he looks like my mate Ronan. Sorry, Ronan. But mate, these guys are just getting famous for fuck all.
I need to find the boy cooking the match.
Is this
ugly
it?
Fucker? A chicken curry. Look at this guy.
So he doesn't chew it. Is it because his teeth are?
He just gulps it.
Is it because he's got the talky teeth?
Aye.
Does he chew? That's his whole thing. He just swallows like the table's going.
I've already given enough time to this.
I know.
Hurry up.
He's already done.
Do you follow these guys?
No. Aye, you do.
It's quite cheeky. Blow your fucking. Get the fuck.
Pick up the blows. That's chewing.
He's chewing.
That's all he does. What the fuck's up with people?
I know.
Put them all in the one room.
I ain't find this boy cooking this stuff.
And then we come in. When we done the riot room, we come in like that. Frisbee saucers after face.
Remember we did the Wreck-It Room? Has that ever been out?
Hey, that's what I mean. Put them in it and put us in it and we just wreck them. Wreck their arseholes.
Guys, we actually have got a Patreon and it has got some exclusive content with stuff like not Wreck-It Rooms because we've not uploaded that, but this is where the hockey stuff will get uploaded. We'll maybe put a little short out to promote it, but the vast majority of the stuff we do out with the podcast is on the Patreon, and that's including Chrissy's fights, my weight cut, Chrissy's last weight cut process. So all this kind of stuff's on there and under exclusive. Your fight's on it as well.
Chrissy's 1-0 fight with Leathered.
Aye. And so there's loads of different content out there. If you're interested in the Patreon, there's the Discord where Ross goes in.
Chat.
My Discord's just stopped working because... And we're doing a day in the life of me, so the guys are going to come with me. I think tomorrow we've got, is it TalkSport Radio? And then we'll go for TalkSport Radio into doing boxing sparring at higher level. And then wherever we go, if me and the big man end up in my bed, then you know, sometimes you gotta suck a dick. But yes, the Patreon is live and there is a lot of content out there. There's a lot of content out there, and if there is anything that you'd like to see us do, any sort of food challenges, any sort of other challenges where you think I'd like to see the Leather Boys get involved in this, then hit us up on all the social media links. They will be in the link below. And if you have been involved in an accident, Ross,
you can call 01698 767 172.
Why would you call them?
Because they will give you 100% of your claim in a non-fault accident.
Yes, and that company is called G4 Claims. So if you have been involved in a non-fault accident that is not your fault, then hit up G4 Claims where they will deal with your whole claim. You've got a courtesy car and you will have no stress. Makes sense.
You can also get them at notatfaultclaim.com.
Ross is the guy with all the facts. Listen to Ross.
And on WhatsApp.
This guy's good. The guy you want to be is Berlick Bungard. How much money you won this month? This week, sorry.
I won $1,000 on Mickey.
There you go. And if you like to Berlick Bungard, then why not Berlick Bungard with our partner, and it is called
McBookie.
And hit me up with the deets, man.
If you deposit £5, you get £20 of free bets. That's through Leathered Podcast link for new customers only on MMA bets.
And you go, makes sense to bet like Bungard with
McBookie.
Still a chance to win a signed Bill Algeo top as well, which is fighting on Saturday. We've all been drawing that on Saturday as well.
And if he's only able to hear that this weekend, the guys will be doing a draw for a Bill Algeo, a signed top, fight worn piece of equipment, and you're in for a chance to win that. What do you need to do to get to be involved? Like, share, comment.
Subscribe to the YouTube,
like, share, comment for your chance to win a signed fight worn piece of equipment by Algeo.
Bill Algeo,
and it'll be drawn this weekend as he will be fighting.
Try to hit that 3,000. Aye, we'll try to hit that 3,000 mark.
Is that all we've got? 3K? We're fucking pissing.
No, we're not hot yet. I think we're at 2.9 or some shit.
We're just going to get the podcast. If you don't fucking start liking and sharing, then we're fucking done. We're done.
You'll get knee ice skating food.
Aye. Knee ice skating food.
I've got
food.
A good.
You've got something in the pipeline, haven't you?
Aye. I'll tell you after that. Mm-hmm.
But guys, as I said, if you're looking for extra content, hit up the Patreon. There is some really good stuff there. Stuff we enjoy ourselves. Like we're part of a group chat and we have a laugh at the stuff we speak about on this podcast. We have a laugh about the stuff we do for the Patreon. We enjoy it. If you are like us, then check out our Patreon and enjoy your content.
Road mics.
Roadhouse. Guys, that's the podcast done. So, fuck off.